Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Celine.
Now, today we are going to talk about a very famous story. It's called The Little Prince, and it teaches us a lot of different lessons about life. This is a French story. You have a French name, Celine, right?
Yeah.
So you must know this story very well.
Maybe. Not really.
Not really, no. Okay, well, this will be new to you then. This will be something very new. Mm-hmm. I first became knowledgeable about this story in a very weird way. The place I get my breakfast every morning is called The Little Prince.
Mm.
I asked them where they got the name, because they had this picture of this cute little prince on their sign, and they said, oh, it's a story.
Uh-huh.
So then I went home, I looked it up online, I read the story, and it's wonderful. It's a little bit sad in places, but it teaches us a lot about the world and about life. And now you guys have the opportunity to learn all about it as well. And Celine does too. She's going to learn all about The Little Prince.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Let's go ahead and read through the article, and then Celine and I will be back.
The Prince from Another Planet.
Not long ago, I was flying my plane over the Sahara Desert. Suddenly, there was a sandstorm. I couldn't see, so I crashed. When I woke up, there was a young boy. He said,
"Hello, I'm a prince from another planet."
I thought I was dreaming, but he was real. He asked,
"Will you draw me a sheep?"
I tried several times, but I just couldn't draw one. I had a clever idea. I drew a box and told the prince, "Here's a sheep sleeping inside a box." The prince thanked me.
"This sheep is perfect."
He was an odd little boy.
Desert, desert. Deserts are very hot and have very little water. Deserts are very hot and have very little water. Suddenly, suddenly. I suddenly realized I forgot to bring my phone with me. I suddenly realized I forgot to bring my phone with me. Planet, planet. Earth is the third planet from the sun. Earth is the third planet from the sun. Perfect, perfect. I found the perfect dress for the party. I found the perfect dress for the party.
Okay, the story begins today with our narrator. That's the person telling the story. Mm. It says, not long ago, I was flying my plane over the Sahara Desert. Okay, desert. Don't confuse it with dessert, which has two S's. Dessert is like cake or something sweet we have after a meal. Desert, with one S, that's a large area of land where it is always very hot and very dry, and there is a lot of sand. This is the Sahara Desert. That's in northern Africa. It's a very huge area. Mm-hmm. And we might say deserts are very hot and have very little water. Deserts are very hot and have very little water.
故事的开头呢，听起来像是一个人在讲发生在自己身上的故事哦。我们可以说这是第一人称的叙事法。那这个讲故事的人就说呢，不久前我正开着我的飞机飞过撒哈拉沙漠上空。Plane 我们知道是飞机，而开飞机我们可以用动词 fly， 说就是 fly the plane。Where was he flying? Over the Sahara Desert。Over 就是在什么什么之上，那 desert 刚刚就老师说过跟 dessert 长得很像，但是少了一个 s， 千万不要搞混咯。
All right, moving on with the article. It goes on to say, suddenly there was a sandstorm. I couldn't see, so I crashed. Now, there was a sandstorm. That just means all the sand that's on the ground, the wind picks it up, and it becomes very dangerous. You can't see anything. The sand is hitting you, and it hurts. It can be...
So it's dangerous.
It's like a typhoon, but with sand instead of water, instead of rain. So he couldn't see. He's flying the plane, and then all of a sudden there's all this sand. Suddenly there was a sandstorm. If something happens suddenly, this is an adverb, we know, because there's L-Y on the end. It means quickly and unexpectedly. For example, I suddenly realized I forgot to bring my phone with me. I suddenly realized I forgot to bring my phone with me. We also saw the word crash. That means you are driving a vehicle, or in this case, you are flying a plane, and you run into something. So the plane was flying, and then it went down, and it hit the ground. It crashed into the ground. Remember, this is in a desert, so there's no... Shouldn't be any people around. Not many people live in the desert because there's little water and there's not a lot to eat. So this is big trouble.
Yeah. 我们刚刚看到这个发生什么事情呢？这个飞行员说突然间有一个沙尘暴，就是 sandstorm. 我看不到，所以就坠毁了。那 suddenly 呢，就是突然、忽然的意思。那它是一个副词。刚刚例句意思就是呢，我突然意识到我忘记带手机了。Sandstorm 刚刚说是沙尘暴。那如果呢，你看到 storm 这个字呢，它其实就像台风那样子的暴风雨的意思啦。但是这边呢，就是指沙造成的风暴，也就是 sandstorm， 很恐怖的。那 the plane crashed， 竟然飞机就坠毁了。What's going to happen to this person?
All right, let's find out. He crashed in the desert. He's in big trouble. He says, "When I woke up," oh good, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He woke up. There was a young boy. Okay, he's in the desert.Like I said, not many people live in the desert. It's a very dangerous, dry, not a nice place to live. Nice place to visit, very beautiful. I've been to the Sahara Desert.
Oh, really?
I camped there, and then I left. Because, you know, there's no 7-Eleven, there's no water. You have to bring everything with you. You have to ride on the back of camels, which have really bad tempers and kind of smell bad, too.
Oh.
So he finds a young boy in the desert. This is pretty unexpected.
这个飞行员命很大、哦、他竟然没有死掉诶。他说当我醒来有个小男孩在那里。Woke up 是过去式哦。原型则是 wake up, W-A-K-E, 就是醒来的意思哦。
Okay, what is this little boy doing out here in the desert? He said, yeah, this is weird, isn't it? He said, hello, I'm a prince from another planet. Oh, of course, yes, this is an alien. This is somebody from another planet just hanging out in the desert. A planet are like the Earth, what we live on. There's a whole bunch of them in our universe, in our solar system. We all give them names. There's, you know, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn.
Yeah.
Those are all examples of different planets. They're just those round objects floating around, orbiting the sun in space. We could say a large round object in space, in fact, that moves around a star just like the sun and receives light from it. For example, Earth is the third planet from the sun. Earth is the third planet from the sun.
好，那我们看这个小男孩对他说了什么呢？他就说啊，你好，我是从另外一个行星来的王子。哎，真的很奇怪哦。在故事里面呢，我们要引述别人的话的时候呢，英文不像中文，它是中文是用引号嘛，然后再用它是用逗号，然后再用引号。引号里面呢，则是像另起一个句子一样，使用大写来开头、哦。Planet 是名词，意思是行星。那刚刚例句的意思就是，地球是太阳数过来这个第三颗行星。那我们的地球也是一个行星哦。你知道我们太阳系有几个行星吗 ？Do you know how many planets are there in the solar system?
57.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
I think it's eight.
Eight planets. I think they used to call Pluto a planet, and then they said, oh, sorry, Pluto, you're not a planet anymore, and then the number went down by one. Poor, poor Pluto. Where is the little prince from? I'm not sure. He's from somewhere out there in space. The article goes on to say, I thought I was dreaming, but he was real. Of course, he crashed in the desert. He sees, or he thinks he sees, this person, but he thought he was dreaming. He thought he was asleep and just... picturing all this in his head.
这个飞行员就说啦，我以为我在做梦，不过他是真的。He wasn't dreaming at all.
No, he was awake, and he asked, "Will you draw me a sheep?" Of course, that makes perfect sense. You crash in the desert, you meet a little prince.And he asks you to draw a sheep. Bah! You know, those white creatures that live on farms. Why does he want a sheep?
Why? 我们等一下就知道了。那我们先看这句话。小拇指他就问说，你可以画一只羊给我吗？ Can we also say, will you draw a sheep for me?
Exactly, yeah. We could put the question two different ways. And will you draw a sheep for me is perfectly acceptable and correct as well.He goes on to say, I tried several times, but I just couldn't draw one. Okay, he's like me. He can't draw. I can talk. I can write. I can't draw anything. If I draw a sheep, he would probably be like, what, is that a dog? Is that a cat? What is that? So he tried a bunch of times to do it, but he couldn't do it.
他就试了好几次哦，这个飞行员就说 I tried， 所以他说我试了好几次，不过啊，我就是没办法画出一只来。And the sentence happens to be our grammar point for today， 那就有请我们的快译通老师喽。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 今天要来教教大家 one. 没错 ,one. 就是 one, two, three, four, five 的 one. 咦，你是不是在想说一到一百顺着念倒着念跳着念你都会了 ,Winnie 太小看你们了。I know. 数字是国小级的，那今天 one 到底要有什么好教的呢？原来 one 除了表示数字一以外，还可以表示代名词，用来表示前面讲过的名词，比如说 I don't have a pen, can you lend me one?I don't have a pen. Can you lend me one? 这里的 one 就不是12345的 one 啦，而是拿来指前面提到过的名词 pen。整句原本应该说 Can you lend me one pen? 其实在中文我们也常常会省略掉提过的字，通常不会讲我没有笔，你可以借我一支笔吗？应该是说我没有笔，你可以借我一支吗？ So 这里的 one 等于 one pen or a pen。那如果你够聪明的话，应该就会想到 it， 是不是很像一样的用法呢？ It 可以代替前面提过的名词，比如说 Whose pen is this? Oh, it is Andy's. Whose pen is this? Oh, it is Andy's. 这支笔是谁的？ Oh, 是 Andy 的。所以我们用 it 来表示前面提到的 the pen。那这里一样可以用 one 吗？ No， 你有注意到吗？我刚刚说 it 代表的是 the pen， 这里是有限定的一支笔哦，不是随随便便的一支笔。第一句话说的是可以借我一支笔吗？是随便一支笔都可以，你该不会还跟人家借笔还要指定 0.38 吧？所以 it 表示限定特定的名词，而 one 则是指不特定的随便一个，不能互相替换的哦。那英文快译通我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Alright, that was our grammar point for today. Let's continue on with the article, which says, I had a clever idea. Something is clever. It's very smart, very intelligent. I drew a box, just a little square, very simple, and told the prince, here's a sheep sleeping inside a box. Ah, very nice. Very clever.
Very nice.
If you can't draw something, just draw a box and say, it's inside the box.
Yeah, it's a trick we must learn. 我们有一个这个飞行员很厉害哦，他说我有一个很好的主意，我就画一个盒子，然后告诉王子说这里有一只羊睡在盒子里。 That's a really clever idea.
That's right, you just ask them to use their imagination.
Yeah.
It's inside the box. Next, it says, the prince thanked me. This sheep is perfect. He was an odd little boy. He says the sheep is perfect. If something is perfect, it's as good as it can possibly be. It's the best. It cannot be any better. For example, I found the perfect dress for the party. I found the perfect dress for the party. If something is odd, it's very strange, very weird. Just like our little prince. He just wants a picture of a sheep for some reason. That's odd.
That's odd.Perfect 呢是形容词，意思是完美的。那这句话的意思呢，就是我找到参加派对的完美洋装啦。 那我们就回到课文。小王子向我道谢，他说这只羊很完美，他真是个怪异的小男孩。 odd 在这边是一个形容词，意思就跟 strange 一样，都是奇怪的。 So we're going to end our lesson today, but before that, let's go to our wrap up.
So today we've been getting into the story of the little prince. So we have our narrator, he's flying a plane, he's over the Sahara Desert, huge area of basically nothing but sand. Only sand, it's very, very hot, it's a very dangerous place where nothing can survive, and of course he crashes his plane down into the desert because there is a sand storm. There's sand flying through the air, he can't see, and he ends up hitting the ground. Now, he does survive, he wakes up, and there's a little prince standing there.
An alien
from outer space, just standing there saying, hey, what's up? How's it going? What does he ask him for?
Ask him.
We had to line up for 2 hours to get into the arena.
We had to line up for 2 hours to get into the arena.
Hi, 又到了我们的小聚会时间啦。这次啊，要和大家分享的是 concert, 演唱会，或你也可以说是音乐会。无论是国内或是国外，举办 concert 这类的展演活动呢，都是非常常见的。让我们来看一下今天的小聚会吧。We had to line up for 2 hours to get into the arena.我们呢、啊、必须排队排2个小时才能进到表演场地里面。Had to 其实呢就是 have to, 必须的过去式。别忘记这里的 to 后面要加上原形动词哦。Line up 不是叫你拿出手机 line 啦。Line up 是指排队的意思。Please line up, 麻烦你排个队哦。而后面的 for 2 hours 的 for 呢是表一段时间。For a month, for a year, 表一个月或是一年的时间。Get into 呢则是指到达某个地方。看到 arena 这个字啊不要太害怕。台北小巨蛋台北 arena 就用上这个字啦。Arena 是指呈圆弧状的体育用或是表演用的场地。这种建筑设计的发想啊就是从古罗马竞技场来的哦。好啦 ,you have to repeat after me now. 快来和我复习一下今天的小聚会吧。We had to line up for 2 hours to get into the arena.See you tomorrow.
We had to line up for 2 hours to get into the arena.
We had to line up for 2 hours to get into the arena.
The Prince from Another Planet.
Not long ago, I was flying my plane over the Sahara Desert. Suddenly, there was a sandstorm.I couldn't see, so I crashed. When I woke up, there was a young boy. He said,
Hello, I'm a prince from another planet.
I thought I was dreaming, but he was real. He asked,
Will you draw me a sheep?
I tried several times, but I just couldn't draw one. I had a clever idea.I drew a box and told the prince, Here's a sheep sleeping inside a box. The prince thanked me.
This sheep is perfect.
He was an odd little boy.
Desert. Desert. Deserts are very hot and have very little water.Deserts are very hot and have very little water. Suddenly, suddenly, I suddenly realized I forgot to bring my phone with me. I suddenly realized I forgot to bring my phone with me. Planet, planet.Earth is the third planet from the sun. Earth is the third planet from the sun. Perfect. Perfect. I found the perfect dress for the party. I found the perfect dress for the party.